Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. All right, it's Friday. Around this time, we always get to see our buddy Gabe Neitzel from ESPN Milwaukee's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. All right, Gabe, there's a big game tonight. We're going to set you up here.
Yeah.
So Greg Pancake Hill hooked us up with a way to help us just ramp up for the big game. So
okay.
here it is.
The outlet pass for Keller, a defenseman. Nice move. Cuts to the net. Score! Megan Keller, the overtime hero. United States. It's gold and blood. United States with numbers. Rock across it comes. Jack Hughes wins it. The golden goal for the United States. For the first time since the 1980 miracle, the United States takes the gold. Jack Hughes beating Jordan Bennington.
So there it is. That ramps you up. Wow. All right, now you're ready for the game tonight.
Yeah.
Canada versus the U.S. again.
Yes, this one doesn't quite have the same feeling, just because, again, in hockey, like that's their sport, right? And honestly, U.S. women have done such a good job, and that's become such a big rivalry in the Olympics. The WBC is the World Baseball Classic. I feel like it's starting to ramp up. It started in 2023 when Team USA got to face Japan in a semifinal. And we got Shohei Ohtani versus Mike Trout.
Yes.
The two best players in the game. They were teammates at the time. And we got that with the game on the line, which is awesome. So here we are 3 years later, and it feels like Team USA is buying in more. Like one of the best pitchers in baseball for the Detroit Tigers, Tarek Skubal, he pitched in a game. He's ultimately not going to pitch again. But he was like, man, that was so much fun. I kind of want to stick around and throw again.
Yeah.
And ultimately, he decided that it's best for him. He's in a contract year to go back to Detroit and just ramp up for the season that way. But guys are buying in. Other countries had already bought into this. If you've watched any of the games featuring the Dominican Republic, mentioned Japan, Puerto Rico, like all of these squads have bought in over the years. Now we're starting to see more and more teams buy in, which is why it's had a better feeling and it's felt bigger this year.
So do you think they will be a different type of energy tonight, knowing that the Team USA got a reprieve because they had to sit around and bite their nails yesterday waiting on the outcome of the Italy-Mexico game?
Yeah.
So I just think that, you know, now that it was already assumed that it was going to be Team USA and Team Japan for the WBC, but that clearly wasn't the case when Italy took it to the Americans.
No, and look, Team USA is going to be favored tonight. They are a better team than Canada, but it's baseball, Telly. We know like random stuff can happen in baseball.
Yeah.
Weird stuff can happen in a single baseball game. So, but if they win, they've got, because they lost that game to Italy, they now have a harder track, right? I mean, the Team USA was the favorite coming into this thing. Now they got to take on one of the other favorites. If they win this game, presumably, assuming the Dominican Republic wins their game, they would play that game on Sunday night before potentially playing Japan in the final. So we could have some three pretty big international baseball games over the course of the next 4 or 5 days.
And can Skubal come back?
It doesn't look like
Skubal will be like, hey man, I want to go back.
Doesn't look like he's going to, but if Team USA wins tonight, Paul Skeens will be on the mound against the Dominican.
That's not a bad option either.
It's nice to have when we got all this pitching at your disposal to throw out.
We should point out too that the NHL's been doing this for years where they take a break and then participate in the Winter Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is, don't discount that as an opportunity. Like that actually is a realistic thing that could happen in LA where they find a way to get those pro players to get involved in that.
And that could come up in the baseball collective bargaining agreement, which is coming, you know, at the end of this season. It expires. So that could be something that, you know, gets folded into the baseball season as well, as you mentioned, like they do for hockey. You know, if in Bryce Harper, one of the stars for Team USA, had said, hey, this is a lot of fun, this is great, I got to imagine the Olympics is even better.
Oh, my God. It would be amazing.
So, I mean, if you get players, if you get players behind it, they'd have to get creative in how you're going to fill that entire season, because it's tough when you're playing every single day the way you do in baseball just to take 3 weeks off. But, again, you got some smart people. You got a lot of money in baseball. They should be able to figure this out, right? Yeah.
You have a farm system. You have a bunch of things. But I kind of look at it as, okay, if we want to compete at the highest level, why are we the only country that are not allowing our professional players to go play? And it just always amazes me when the Olympics come around, you go and get minor leaguers and college guys and things of that nature. But it's like, well, why don't we just try to find a way to get our professionals to play?
Look, and I mean, that led to a great moment for former Brewer Ben Sheets. I remember when he first showed up in Milwaukee after shoving against Cuba in the 2000 Olympics, and he showed up with his gold medal to throw at a pitch at the Old County Stadium. That was sick.
Yeah. But we can have flag football and 3-on-3 basketball at the Olympics, but
maybe
we can't get
football.
Our professional baseball players. Hopefully we'll figure that one out.
Yay or nay, real quick, what do you think? The Vikings, are they starting Kyler?
Oh, yeah, he's going to be their starter. I think their coach really grew tired after watching J.J. McCarthy play. Kyler Murray's going to be their starter in 2026.
Right. Thank you, Gabe.
Anytime.
Gabe Weitzel from ESPN Milwaukee 658.